Welcome to Riscario Radio, episode 139. I'm your host, Pramod Sharma, actuary to the wealthy. The perfect smartphone. Bye-bye BlackBerry. Hello, Android and iPhone. Enough is enough. Have you given up on BlackBerry after this week's outages? Even the backup systems failed. Hardly what Steve Jobs would call buttoned up. That was episode 138. According to eWeek, RIM couldn't have mismanaged customers' expectations more poorly if it tried. My family ditched all RIM products last month due to other failings. Our decisions may help you upgrade too. The perfect smartphone would combine the iPhone's ease of use with Google's cloud-powered data management and BlackBerry's keyboard. That's not available, but there are reasonable substitutes. Why buy? As a Canadian, I'm supposed to be a loyal and rabid BlackBerry user. I've had three over the years and never liked them. In 2003, I had an excellent mobile solution. I had a Motorola P280 mobile phone, which I tethered to my laptop for mobile internet access. And I had a Palm Tungsten C organizer with a high-res 320 by 320 color touchscreen. I got upgraded to a monochrome BlackBerry with horrible screen resolution and disappointing phone quality. Two steps back. The next model a few years later had color but was thick. The scroll wheel broke twice, still no touchscreen. I had problems synchronizing emails with Microsoft Outlook. This never got resolved fully. The bold 9700. When I left the corporate world in November 2009, BlackBerry still meant business. I got the just-released, limited-supply BlackBerry Bold 9700. The trackpad was a huge improvement over the scroll wheel, but I've had continual problems. 1. Battery. The battery didn't last the day if I made phone calls. What good is that? 2. Calendar. Google powers my mail, calendar, and contacts. The sync with the BlackBerry got progressively worse. For months, entries made on the Bold had to be re-input online. What use is that? And 3. Contacts. Contacts didn't sync well either. I had numerous multiple entries and no simple way to merge them. The web browsing is painfully slow, and the screen is minuscule, and still without the touchscreen I used to have in 2003. RIM introduced new BlackBerries in August, but they aren't impressive. I'm not willing to risk more misery. These days, smartphones require apps, contrary to outlandish statements from RIM. That's where Apple and Android shine. The LinkedIn app, which is designed for business people, came to BlackBerry last. iPhone or Android? Since I'm a big iPad fan, my very first Apple product, I wanted to get an iPhone. The problem is with the keyboard. There isn't one. I don't like typing on the screen, even with an iPad. I wrote the draft for this podcast using an external keyboard. The biggest problem is with the iOS email client. It's not great, even with this week's release of iOS 5. The final problem is with apps. I'm used to the one on my iPad. Some are universal, which means I could use them on an iPhone too. With Android, I'd need to find new apps. That's time-consuming. The winner. I decided to get the Motorola Droid 3. That's called the XT860 by Bell Mobility. It has a physical keyboard with, get this, a separate row for numbers. That is extremely useful. The phone can be turned into a Wi-Fi hotspot, which means I can, and did, ditch my Wi-Fi device. The biggest advantage is tight integration with the Google apps I use daily, Mail, Calendar, and Contacts. I'm planning to make more use of Google Plus. I especially like the way photos get uploaded instantly, but don't go live until you approve them first. The bonus? Voice quality. Prior to smartphones, I had numerous voice-only mobile phones. I found that Motorola had the best voice quality. I'm happy this time, too. Even Skype works well, with saves on mobile minutes. Copycats. Here's what the rest of my family got, and why. My son Jeevan got the Samsung Galaxy S2. It's the latest, greatest, fastest, and has the biggest screen, 4.3 inches. My wife Sharmila got the iPhone 4, which is most like her iPad 2. We are all happy for the time being. P.S. If you're upgrading your smartphone, what are you picking? You can read Riscario Insider online at blog.riscario.com. That's R-I-S-C-A-R-I-O. I'm Pramod Sharma.